Yeah? Alright, we're up to Shin Zayin Sif Ches. Yachol Loim Ralech Avero, Lo Prach Ployan Yehoelech Lamachar. A person could say that I'm going to some city tomorrow. V'chein Mutra Lomer Lo, Leich, if you come with me, Lo Prach Ployan Lamachar, come with me to this city. Kimen Shayom Yachol Leilech Ayodei Borgani. It's a city which it's possible to walk there, even the Zotchum, if there's burgeoning means there's like waste, like stations along the way, which would, you know, take care of Tchum Shabbos. If you can get there that way, that would be mutter. Nechein kol kiyotzi b'zeh, sheish b'tzad heter la'asayis v'hayoyim, yach b'lom en l'chavir she'asayin l'machar. Something, anything which is a possibility of it being mutter, where you find some sort of cooler, any sort of possibility, and there's no problem of Davar Davar say, okay, I'm going to do this tomorrow. As long as you don't say, listen, I'll pay you to come with me tomorrow. Anything that is not possible to do, have any tzad heter to do today. Even though I have this number, if he has Muksa Paris, Chutz Chum, it's not impossible for him to bring it today. It's not Isra, even to tell Goy, anything like that, it would be a problem. It's also to tell, say, listen, go over there and bring it tomorrow. It's also for him to stand by the edge of the Tchum Tchei Lamar. We had this in last seven. In order to quickly get out, the Yadav Shav Laviyam, the Paris Muksa. Because even though it's Muksa, even the problem is Muksa, but still, it creates a problem of Isser. Aruch Shulchan writes that, what about saying, listen, I'm going to, well, classic case is, you want to say, okay, I'm going to fly Motzei Shabbos. You know, I'm gonna fly to America Motzei Shabbos. Is that mutter or asur? Because that's something you can't get there. So the Aruch Shulchan writes about going on a boat. The Aruch Shulchan says, I'm gonna go on a cruise tomorrow. So he says that's mutter because it's mutter to go on a boat on Shabbos. It's mutter to sail on Shabbos.
Be on a boat.
Yeah, that's what he said. Mutter the half league.
It's not mutter to get on a boat.
Right. So since it's mutter to be on a boat, so therefore he says it's mutter. So that he quotes on the Shabbos and the Shabbos says
to be on the boat, or if the boat is completely.
But the boat, right? You're allowed to go on the boat if everything is there before. You're allowed to walk onto a boat and go off on Shabbos. That's a fairish. Yeah, it says it straight. That everything is prepared before Shabbos. And you want your kona shvisa before Shabbos, and you come off, okay. And you're allowed to any tzad heter. So Rishon Zalman says, therefore,
it's
make it mutter. So Rishon Zalman says, any place you can get there by boat is also mutter, even if he's planning to go by car or by train, because it means it's a chiddush. But like I said, depends if it's obviously the Torah mitzvah l'chora. Could be you could say, you know, I'm flying on Motzei Shabbos to visit my parents, kibud av v'em, things like that. It could be there's a lot more cooler. It's time to say I'm going to go skiing. Hey, I don't know, that could be more yesh l'hachmir. I don't know. V'chein lo yomer esed davar ploni l'mach. First, you say I'm going to go do something tomorrow. He shouldn't say. You can think about it, but you shouldn't say, you know, I need to go to the bank tomorrow, or something like that. I need to go take care of something.
So, Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, though, is, let's say, from Israel to, I mean, still, if he gets from here to Tel Aviv, you can't get there.
Right, well, that could be how they're organizing.
It is fast. There's enough time to walk to Tel Aviv over the course of a Shabbos.
Yeah.
If you were to walk
for
8 hours,
but
you wouldn't
leave
it. You wouldn't be out of any
time. No, well, if you would set up Borgenin on the way.
Well, this is even if you would set.
Yeah,
up,
not if you did.
They exist.
No, even if they don't exist, that's
so. So you just have to go to Beijing.
No, you can't get there.
We can't get there on Shabbos, though.
You said at Burgundy.
You can't get there
on Shabbos. No, it's only in South Burgundy you can actually walk there.
It has to be someplace you can... You can't get to New York by a boat either on in 24 hours.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look inside to see what the heter is. Also, because he says the lashon nesia, it means it can look weak. The problem is by a boat is you can start the journey. It's mutar on Shabbos to start your journey, even though you know it's going to take a week, whatever it is.
It's all about the davar davar.
No, but I was saying previously about
130
years ago, it's for a davar mitzvah.
If it's for davar mitzvah, even not for davar mitzvah.
Even here, not
davar mitzvah. The Rishon Zalman said that you can get there by boat, since you can allow to go on a boat on Shabbos. If you call a shvisa, then you're allowed. Okay. So it's an interesting. Like I said, the davar mitzvah. Look,
to mention a malacha.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's a problem.
Can
right.
I have to get to the port by walking?
No. What? Stam?
No, to talk about something that you can get to by boat, you have to be able to get to the boat on Shabbos.
It's a little bit unclear. For instance, he brings to Aruch Shabbos talks about it. You're right. Let's say it's a place you can't get there by walking. You can only get there by a bike or by a car. So he talks about that. The Rosh says that might be a problem. Some say that since Ofanai, there's an Eruv, it's people who don't really can go on a bike, so therefore they could get there even if there's an Eruv.
There's a port in Yafo, Tel Aviv. I don't know if there are any cruise ships or any boats that leave from there, but they could. Is that enough?
I'm not sure. That I can't.
You could walk Tel Aviv and then.
Right, that I can't. Yeah. Ashdod, maybe. Yeah. I can't. That I'm not sure about. I have to look into all the details and whatever. But Yafo Lahachshich, Sofat Chogin, Lamar, Leilat Shal, Lashamram. But you're allowed to go. To buy the books of fruits, since you're allowed to go, watch over them, you shouldn't take them. Feel like you're not allowed to shamra. The call is muksa. If they're a sochatchum, you're allowed to stand there. If you're keeping the hashich and the shamra, you're not trying to go do malacha. You're just trying to watch, be sure no one takes any. Yachal af leviam. Therefore, you'd be able to. Therefore, you'd be able to take it at night. So Mutter to stand there and to get ready to take Paris from his gina, with his trees, with Chabas, with Shukachachachom. But also, the problem is at the Sofachachom. Mishum Dimintkara Milsak, that shows that you're waiting. So, for example, if you're waiting by your car to go somewhere, I think it's not, from here it seems to be Mashmah, that would be okay. Unless you're standing right by your car, ready to go in. Something which is not Minkar or Mil, so you're standing in your parking lot, sitting around. That car bit will be motor, even if that you're going to run out, right after Shabbos. It all sort of depends on whether it's Minkar or Mil or not.
So you're guarding it from other people being Tolish?
Yeah, all right. From animals or from
goyim.
Goyim. Guarding it from goyim, from animals, whatever. That's what you're guarding. That's what you're guarding. They would be guarding it from. In the sochatchum that you can know that you can even actually you'd stand next to your peiros and as long as it's to do malacha even. A guy can even say, listen, you're going out to your tchum, you watch my peiros there, and I'll watch your peiros here. It's not a problem with Chum Ebkar, because there's no, it's not like a schirus, even though there is this mashmalos in Chosh Mishpah, there's a certain shtickle schirus by saying, I'll do your malacha, it's sort of a achlofa. Right.
That's
not even
that's
another
for
ribis
potentially, right?
You'd have to look into it on those issues, but Akupani Klapi Hilcha Shabbos.
In principle,
there's no problem.
No, there's not a problem with ribis.
I don't remember off the top of my head. There's different ways. Depends on the season.
You can choose to pay more or less for.
No, but it's a whole Gemara. It's a Gemara about it. I don't remember all the details. It's a Gemara about it.
It says even saying thank you to someone who gave you a halva.
Right. No, but this is a little bit different because it depends on if you're talking about this season that then.
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But Halveni, don't say lend. You know, Halveni, give me halva. The mashal is zman meruba. The mashal halva is for a long time. You can lemecha shem yichtoiv, and maybe you'll write it down. You don't have to remember. Write it down. Yomer lo hashileni. He should say, you know, mashal it to me. Well, shem laz she'in chilu bein halveni hashileni. Like, you know, when a kid's translate from Hebrew, they say, and I ask, can you go borrow something from the neighbor? They say, oh, I lent something from a neighbor. Like, there's no, in English, it's, you borrow, lend, whatever. There's not so much of a difference. You lending, borrowing, whatever. Tzarech she'yom or ten lead. And he has to say, give me, this Rizvan Meruba.
Because the ambiguity of the language is not enough to say that it's mutter.
Right, you have to have the redar. For instance, if you go to a medicine gemach, something like that, then you can't say here lend me or whatever. Say give me. You have to say okay, you know, give me this medicine. You know, it can't be mask. In fact, you might go ahead and give it back. Right, hagol shalom abishavas in a rotsa lamino. He's not doesn't trust him. Niach mashkan. So he's allowed to leave something by him. But lo yomer lo heilach mashkan. Look, don't go bring me a mashkan. I go to the chol. Kishem shein lovin b'shabbes, kach ein porim b'shabbes. If you borrow eggs from a neighbor and you want to give him not eggs, let's say it's a Coke, grape juice. You got grape juice from a neighbor last week. Tissues happens. And so chom Shabbos, are you allowed to go ahead and give it back to them? It's usher. It's because it's Zimish Shemayichtov. You want to go ahead and get, you have to be sure you do it. The Mishmur brings it. He says, Lashon Chazara, I'm not pre-op. Here, you gave me last week, so I give it back. You say, here, take the grape juice, something like that. So then, and then something was Torah Shabbos, that could be okay. But obviously, you give him back potatoes, or that's mutzah. But if something was not Torah Shabbos, that would be. You know, that would be here's your brew. I borrowed your brew last week. Here's your brew. That would be a problem. But give back all you borrowed grape juice last year. Oh, here's grape juice. That would be fine.
You could use
the broom
to sweep on Shabbos.
A broom you can use on Shabbos. I'm looking, but if you also to say, oh, you lent me your broom last week. I'm returning it. That's Chazara. So that's Chazara. Piron is something else. Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever the case may be. Zimen Orchin, he can have mini megadim. They have a simcha, and they serve the mini megadim. Kassel, Bixav, Kama, Zimen, you have invitations, and it's written down on the list how much people are coming. So Kama megadim, he can have, and how much stuff is serving. Aser, Likreisai, Bishabbat, Achilim, who Kassel, Gabi Kleisel, Gavah, Harbe, it's Aser, Bishum Zerish, and Yikar, Bishar, Hedyaitis. If it's scratched into a tablet, Now the issue over here is two things. Shtar Yotis is the next sif. Let's just read it and then we'll discuss it. Shtar Yotis, the Ainu Shtar Yotis v'cheshbonos. These are your ledgers and things like that. The Igor Shalshei Shalom and Stam letters. Also the Kreisa, it's also to read them. Afila Ayimem and Lokriya. Also, even if you don't speak it out, it's also. So we'll start with what's Xera Shtar Yotis. Shtar Yotis is Xera, that's a Machlikus Rishonim. The Rambam says it's because of Shema Yumachik. You might come to oh, that's the wrong Cheshva and erase it. The other Rishonim say it's because of Memtzuchetzachal. So when it says above, it says that if you go ahead and you have a ksav on the, if you have a list of people, so one shot is, you might come to Zimrish Rishonim, you might come to erase it. Rambam holds it's something that comes to a racing. Some say the problem is it's he might come to Shtarhid Yodras, which is the Isser of Minto Chetzecha. That's why the Shulchan Aruch passes, if it's Chokuk, then you're not going to come to erase it. It's impossible to erase. I don't know what the din by, let's say if it's a printed, if it's something printed or, you know, or something like that, you know, maybe you'll come to cross it out. I don't know. Maybe, it's unclear, but I'll put on a list, an invitation list or a menu or something like that. It is talking also to go ahead and to read it. You know, you have a meal, you have to go, you want to look through the, okay, well, we have, wife wants to see, okay, we're serving this and this and the Seder, this, it's also to read it.
You're a guest in the hotel, and they come and they leave a menu on the table for that meal, and you see what
you want. The menu, no, because menu, you can't, I'm not sure about a menu, because you can't, it's talking about the shamish, the person in charge. Not you. The person in charge can't read it, because he's going to come to make adjustments.
The bigger problem, which you'll see at hotels, is you were at a Pesach program, whatever, there's 1,000 people there, you come over to the maitre d', and he goes, oh, what's your name? Okay, table 17. Yeah. That's a big problem.
If he's not a goy.
If he's not a goy.
Right. Yeah. Depends where. But yeah.
I was going to say the joke is, you know, all these halachas are not that you have to cater to them.
So there's no way to maintain a guest list. I remember
hearing
there was a way.
If it's not erasable, that's I think yeah. could be a heads up.
Like the Ron.
Right.
Like the Ron, according to.
If it's meant to chetzecha, there's a gzera to shter heyertos. So then you still have a problem.
Actually,
look around. Yeah, there's a detail that I'm sure there's a way. I didn't.
If you made individual cards, does that help? So you're not looking up on a list?
That could be. It's not a list.
It's not a list. It's just individual cards.
Individual cards. Yeah, right. You're not trying to deal with a list. It's a little bit different. Okay. So this is next. We did even with Shtar Hegyotis. So it's also to look at the Shtar Hegyotis. Also to look at, so there's a whole list of what Shtar Hegyotis are. You know, for example, we also to look at the newspaper, the stocks. We'll get into other newspapers, but let's say, you know, business newspapers, things like that. We also to go ahead into, you know, business thing is going to be also. So let's see what else applies. Likros be gerus hashluchalo v'ini yodea makosuvva motor. Let's say he gets a letter. So then he hasn't opened it yet, doesn't even know what it's written, then he's allowed to. He can't read it out, that's over. But he can be eyeing into it, because maybe there's something there which is something nachut, something he needs to know. But if it comes in chutz l'tchum, totally zayir, shall you go, you shouldn't touch it, because, it's an issue of hana for something that came in chutz l'tchum, not an issue of muksa. And you're going to try to get a package on Shabbos, things like that. In America, it's very common. It's unclear because they say it's something which the deliveries are probably already by the station, not chutz l'tchum. It's already by the delivery, unless you order it, you know, straight, you know, FedEx, whatever. But it's usually by the Amazon, it's usually by the delivery station already, you know, the day before or something like that. So it's coming from a center. So it could be that wouldn't be a problem with that. It could be it's mukta because you don't know if you know what's in it, it would be a problem. Also to open it up on Shabbos,
Amazon adopted another problem where they put. Tape,
yeah,
the
sock,
Amazon,
right.
On the tape.
Yeah, yeah, that's a different. No, you cut open the side, yeah. Whatever. Chupanim. The other thing is, also.
So you can move it around, to get it out of the way, but
right.
You can't use it.
Right. It depends what it is. If it's something that's Tzarech Shabbos.
It depends what it is.
Why? Yeah. You can't have enough on it.
Yeah.
It's not really
Mokta.
Right.
So it's not. It's not.
Right. Right, so sometimes the tzarech is something is if you can have a goy open if it's a tzarech gadol and chutz l'tchum, if it's something which you have, you know, happen to come and something tzarech shabbos, whatever it is, I don't know what it would be.
But if it's
chutz
l'tchum,
yeah.
You use it.
If it's chutz l'tchum, right? I'm talking about chutz l'tchum. Yeah, okay. But and the other issue is something which what they bring up is the Shmur says, why is it mutter to shema yesh b'davar shetzarech gadol? The place to talk about what about reading newspapers and things like that. Let's say you get the news. So if it's something, let's say there's something going on, war going on, things like that, you need to know, lamaisi, to know what's going on. So yeah, l'chor, you'd be mutter to go ahead and read the paper. Some hold it's mutter, stop, because you need to know what's going on in the world. The Yaitz says it. You know, I don't know, reading sports, I don't know. If first of all, social, the sports paper, I don't know. However, there is a head in the Magen Avraham, it's mashma, and Shin Aleph, and Magmarim's Mashma, that if it's Oinik Shabbos, then you are allowed to reach Shtarei Hedyotis. Because you're not doing it for business, you're doing it for Oinik. You're a catalog, you're literally being a catalog. It's not Lamaisa, you know.
So if your business is your sports agent.
So business is not. So business
no,
is,
if
yeah,
you're a
right.
sports agent or a sports attorney, yeah. then it would be
100%
awesome.
Right. So I have a shot that my daughter works in the. She works for graphics for a magazine. So every time she opens a magazine on Shabbos, she said, "It's here or it's okay. It's Manila." But you know, but,
I think that's much. That's a little different.
Yeah.
Someone who's reading that some famous football player just got traded and he was negotiating.
Yeah, that's much worse. Playcell Ovila Sheishbo Tsuras Kaios Meshunais with Yukdo. There's a lot of other details of different types of shtari hediotos. Advertising is definitely also you can't read an advertisement not in the street. It's a big problem. Because if you catch yourself looking at it, you stop. But Al Kapanim, like the very most shit.
You just watch a magazine, you see the advertisement. You fold over the page.
Yeah, some people talk a whole that a magazine with advertisements is moksa. There are people who hold that. Obviously, Mishpacha and the other don't hold that. You know, it depends. I know some people are like even the Alonim, they have advertisements also they wouldn't touch. So Machmir, but most people are Mako, but I'm saying like the Shtarei Yud is not something to it's something to cheshbon.
If you would never buy that thing, you're just looking at it because of interest that would be onig.
If it's onig, only if it's onig, not because it's you're curious. If it's not much, like you always look at that. Oh, that's enjoy looking at.
You go through leaflets of the $50 million homes that you can't find, that you can't afford, but you enjoy looking at it. That would be a perfect example.
So right. Why isn't curiosity in owning?
No, it could be. It's if you enjoy. If you just.
So it depends on your curiosity.
Right. Depends. Right.
And that's the bracket has to fit into the socket. If it doesn't. So then you're good. You can enjoy yourself. Yeah. But if it's something that you're going to start causing yourself to, I want to buy this, so I'm going to call this agent out.
So let's just move on a little bit because I want to finish a few more sifim. And so in Yom Kippur, Avila Sheish Baturas Chayot Meshunois. Well, Dukno Shel Bnei Adam Shel Ma'isim. It's a you have a picture with a whole story beneath it. This was David, this was whatever. Also, because maybe you come to reach Shtar Hedyotis, which okay, the Xeri is either because you might come to the Mintel Chatzacha, maybe you come to read, or even more, if you hold that it's Shtar Hedyotis because the Ramah calls it Mechika, so you might, it's a Xeri after Mechika, you might come to read that, and you might come to open the paper and read that, or open look at your ledgers. It's once you start reading Divrei Chol, so there's a Gzera Atu, you know, Shtar Hedyotis.
So can you look at a dedication plaque on the wall in the shul?
I don't know. That's not a Sipur. The only problem is that you have a story. That's you go to a museum, you see stories and whatever. They say looking at pictures in books of Gdolim just says, quick, what is this? That's okay. So if it tells a whole story, that could be different. Some say Torah Mitzvah, a sort of chizuk, you know, things like that. That would be okay, but that would be okay.
So if you're walking in and there's a monument of some sort.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a problem.
With a little plaque on it.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Right.
Now, I heard quoted, I think from the Gemara, even Mohammed, and what he says that you can't even look at the picture of the monument.
Oh, so that's next. You look at Tazayin. The leads us to Mashal Shasikas Chulin. Right. Well, no. Where, sorry. The Gemara over there says right. It's also talking the Duknos if it's because it's al tifne alilim. Because, but some say it's only if they're mamish actually made for avodah zarah. But if they weren't made for any sort of avodah zarah, so then that's not a problem.
If you look at the picture, you might read the caption, and that might.
Oh, because of that, I know during the week it says it's a problem of tifne alilim. That's Tosis classes it, but I don't know that. Look what I don't remember. It doesn't seem to be mashiv from the Shulchan Aruch at least. I have to look at the trail. So it says I'm leads of mishnah shaslichas kulin is every cheshek. Books and different cheshek. You want to say for Emmanuel? Someone. Cheshek means it's love stories. Chen sifri milchamos, history. Also because when b'Shabbos, you can't read them on Shabbos. Af b'chol aser shemoshav leitzim. Again, I mentioned before moshav leitzim, and also kosher can go into theaters, movies, all these things like that is an issue.
I just want to jump in. This is not necessarily referring to. I'm actually positive. Jewish history,
it's
talking about
Goyish
history.
Right. Unless, so the Aleph by history, unless you get some sort of mushel, some sort of chizik from it,
right.
Some sort of.
This is
not Jewish. It's American, it's not French, etc. Right. And so also, the mushel leitzim, I want to finish, but like I said, it's generally going. It's chok. Okay, so I saw it there. Terim Moshe relates now that people are, you know, they needed to relax or depress. There's a cheshbon to it. It's not Moshe relates in. If you're going just to have, you want to have fun, going to the theater, Yesh Lodem Bazeh, it's unclear. If you go to these things, it's also of Tifne Alilim, it's going to take you off from Yiddishkeit. And Losifne El Midaschem, but the Vicheshek, it can be assumed Mishum Megari Yitzahara. If it's a love stories, it's worse because it's Megari Yitzahara. Even if it's not like any regular Goyishanav nowadays, which is 10 times worse than just Stan love stories. I remember you and Julia. Yimishachibur, Mishachikan, Eintra, Chlumah, Hamad Fisa, Machtim, Esarabim. I remember I once walked into a farm store in New York and they were selling real Goyish novels, whatever. I made a machah. It's a farm store. You have a farm over here. You're selling shmutz like this. They got really upset with me. They said, my rabbi's matir. If it's in English, because Lashon Kodesh, you can learn how, if it's written in actual Lashon Kodesh, you can learn from it. There's something to learn from it. The Tzuras Oisiyos, things like that. Nowadays, the post can say that, in Eretz Yisrael, people write in Hebrew, so that's less so because it's not like something different you're going to learn something from. Unless you learn grammar, maybe, diktuk, I'm not so sure about that. Also, a little bit of Shabbos, Yom Zulos Divrei Torah. We have a few specific chachmas. Also, Rambam holds it's also to go ahead and read any other chachmas. Yesh mishematir. This is the Rashba. Mishnah also mutu lahavi ba'atzulei b'Shabbos. You can look through a telescope or things like that. Hafal taltal. You can do sign. You're allowed to learn science on Shabbos according to the Rashba. Rambam is machmir or any other chachmas. And lishol min hashed. If you want to ask a question from a shade or a shindalik, whatever, then it's whatever is mutter and chol, which is a problem. Kishuf, I don't know what, but there were gedolim in the Gemara that they did speak to shadim and get how shadim helped them out. So then, whatever is mutter is also mutter on Shabbos whatever. Chakosh and Sameach. We will leaving off at in the middle of Shin Zion. They're going to have to hear Amir Laakum after Pesach.